like, sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shooting Lights Out on this Monday, April 27th, on 2026. And the weekend brought some chaos.
The weekend saw. I'm sorry.
Weekend brought some chaos. Y'all already seen Cole Johnson doing the open for a special person. Chris Bass, thoughts and prayers up with the Bass family.
Definitely.
Heartbroken to hear that he had passed. So we wanted to do something for Chris Bass to open up this show, and Cole Johnson led the way. But now we can get into what we normally do, which is talking some hoops. So by the way, before we get started, we have to say thank you to everybody who follows the Playmakers Blog Network, who watches us on Shooting Lights Out, who watches Cole and myself on Baron Down and Gridiron, who watches myself and Kuma Ken on Marlins of Wrestling, and those who are watching us on, who watch me do Rambly Talk.
Right. That's a solo joint. That's solo joint.
Because the Playmakers Network crossed the 300 barrier subscribers on YouTube. So I want to say thank you to all y'all for y'all support, for y'all watching, for y'all enjoying the content that I bring to you alongside Kuma Kane and Cole Johnson. You know, it's not an easy journey, but we do love talking sports.
It's not easy, but yeah. Sometimes labor's a love or not, but when you get quality people with whom you do it, it makes the journey well worth it.
So on behalf of the Playmakers Network, I want to say thank you. Now, those of you who are watching and have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so you can be part of the 300 Club that subscribe to the Playmakers Network to listen to us through shows like this, Shooting Lights Out, as we get ready to talk about the NBA playoffs. And as we get closer to summer, we'll be getting back into college football form, which is bearing down a gridiron coming back. So let's keep on supporting us, keep joining. Feel free to jump in the chat anytime you want. If you disagree with what we said, say you disagree. We don't mind having a conversation.
Sure don't.
And listen to your thoughts. So thank you for that. We are also being sponsored by Fanatics, Paramount Plus, and Lids. If you want your gear, you got to rep your team the right way, hit Fanatics up. If you want to rock the hats like you always see me rocking the hats, Liz is the way to go. And, you know, Paramount Plus, WNBA season coming up, you get half games on Paramount Plus, so you might want to get that so you can watch every game you can the WNBA season. We'll get into the breakdown of the broadcast in a few minutes because Mr. Johnson, I think there's a certain segment we need to go to.
Yeah. I would do the jokey joke part, but I don't think I'm going to. Let's go around the hardwood.
And before we go around the hardwood, we have somebody in the chat.
Yes, it is one Victor Locke, or VLock A3, or as he's officially known in the circles of Snowman in the Morning as Vicola. He says, Mr. Playmaker, Mr. Cole Johnson, a.k.a. the new head coaches of the Orlando Magic and the Houston Rockets, respectively. Well, thank you, sir.
That's he's sticking to what they did this morning. And they'll send out, well, what it'd be like if I was the new head coach of the Magic.
Oh, and he said that basically we are the original Splinter Cell and the EP of all EPs. The original Splinter Cell would be Playmaker, and EP of all EPs would be yours truly.
So, WNBA has come to fruition. We have a season coming up. Next Friday, May 8th is the beginning of the season. We have the broadcasting. It's a record of 260 games to be nationally televised in some form or fashion in 2026.
It is interesting to actually start in their season on Mother's Day weekend. Very interesting.
But Mr. Johnson, don't need to read the article because I got to break it down for you. So here you go.
Okay, well, so with these 216 games, which is a record for the WNBA in a given season, is broken down thusly. The family of networks of Disney, that would be ABC and ESPN, they will get 30 games in total, with ESPN having 17 and ABC getting 13, and it also includes the All-Star game this summer. Now, the Peacock Network, NBC Sports Network, Peacock, and NBC, they will receive 37 games. And of all the major networks, they have the most.
It's 37 because it's weird.
Mm-hmm. But 7 of them will be on NBC, 15 of them will be on Peacock and the NBC Sports Network. Interesting how it breaks down.
Don't ask.
The I, or Paramount Plus, and CBS.
Did you just say the I?
The I. That's right.
Oh, Lord. And you want to do it, jokes.
CBS. The Columbia Broadcasting System, they will televise 20 WNBA games. Now, not to be outdone would be USA Network. They'll have 48. ION TV and NBA TV, they have the most games, period, that they'll broadcast with 50.
No, actually, that's 50 for ION, and separate is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, ION Network, they will have the most with 50. Now, NBA TV, they will have 15. And you have, not to be outdone, they dip their toe in the NBA waters. Prime Video will also do the same in the WNBA waters.
Well, Prime already been in the waters with
WNBA. Well, I know, but I mean, they're dipping it further. Prime Video with 31 games, including the commission.
You are only this way because the NBA did it at the game. Because before the NBA did it, you didn't really have much qualm with the WNBA doing it.
I don't, but I wish they didn't. And I felt that way even when they were doing it, even when they instituted it. I get why they're doing it with the WNBA. I would just wish they don't. But the Commissioner's Cup Championship, a cup that it doesn't matter. They can win that crap in July. It's the one that they win in October. What matters more?
Is it still in October or is it going to be in November?
Wait, how many more games are they playing this year than last?
They're playing 44.
So it's going to be in October this year.
That's the regular season. To the postseason!
Which most of these games will be taking place in October. The Disney networks, that's ABC and NBC, they will take two series in the playoffs, and they will grab one of the semifinals series. Now, the Peacock Network, they will get one semifinal series as well. The USA and Prime Video, those USA Network and Prime Video app, they will get one first-round series each. And USA, who course, they also belong to the Peacock as well. Load Peacock, that app there, and NBC. They will televise this year's WNBA Finals.
This is a strange thing because NBC Universe, they got like two separate ones. So NBC, Peacock, and NBC is one side of it, and the other side is USA Network. Mm-hmm. I spent my morning trying to figure out why is the fact that USA Network is separate from NBC, and then I had to find it out that way.
Yeah, it's interesting how they decide when to actually say, yeah, USA, the USA Network is part of NBC, and when they are not.
But as soon as the Olympics come around, guess what's going to be part of the Olympic coverage?
Oh, yeah. It'd be littered.
So, yeah, it's strange. But, and finally, sir.
All right, so the teams, let's break it down that way. The ones who will be broadcast the most. So you have the reigning defending WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces. They will receive 33 broadcasts. You have the New York Liberty, my co-host's favorite WNBA team. They will have 35 games. Of course, the cash cow of the WNBA, the Indiana Fever, all 44 of their games will be televised. And that concludes all the teams that will be broadcasted.
You really?
Okay, fine. The hideous Dallas Wings, they have 36.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. How is that my fault?
Because you was laughing at them to be the number one draft pick. They got the number one draft pick, and next thing you know, they get 36 games televised. It's your fault.
Well, good. Hopefully they could be 0-36 in these games, and then get the number one draft pick again.
That definitely.
Which unfortunately, this team is going to be much markedly better than last year. So I know that's not going to be the case.
See,
I wish, but I know it won't.
You know when you root for a team downfall, they ain't going to be down that long. I don't know why you do it.
It's because the fan base deserves it.
But you know they're not going to be down for long.
Yeah. The city is great. I mean, look, everybody, I am a fan of Dallas. I mean, I have my man Ben. I have my man Ivan. I have a beautiful person, a wonderful friend of mine who is in Dallas. So I love the city. I love everything about the city. It's just the fan base of the Horned Frogs, the Mustangs, the Stars, the Cowboys, the Rangers. Did I miss anybody? Oh, yeah, and the Wings. They all suck.
Okay.
And I don't make any bones about it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I forgot. I forgot the one team. Yeah. Now, the Klay Thompson without Meg Thee Stallion Mavericks. Now. Woo! That made me happy. Thank you, Playmaker.
I'm happy. I don't got to give you your segment today because I knew that was going to come up at some point. And I'm like,
How did you know?
He got it out of the way now, so I don't have to worry about it now. Good.
How did you know? Victor says, I'm really excited to see more WNBA. We are too. I think what I hated about this collective bargaining agreement being dragged on was I thought that they would all get in their own way and just screw the momentum that they were building. And finally, smarter heads prevailed in the room, and now we get to see this product become even better, and we're seeing the improvement of the product as a whole, not just on one team or one superstar, but all throughout the whole league.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Next Friday, May 8th, is the beginning of the regular season, and it should be a doozy. 44 games. The race to win the championship is on the line. Your early favorites, Las Vegas, New York, Indiana. Next week, you will get my top teams and players and his top teams and players.
And we already know Snowman's top team and player. Top team, the Fever, top player, Caitlin Clark. See, there you go.
He said it. I did.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
And welcome back to Streaming the Lights Out here on this Monday. Well, we had our WNBA talk for the day. Now everything is the NBA in the playoffs. So we broke it up into two parts.
Do we have to talk about any one of them?
Yes, we do. So let's run the fast break.
Yep. That this guy is shown. Let me show up. Kings off the steal.
And we're gonna run the fast break. The first part of the weekend is Saturday, April 25th.
Thank the Lord. Thank you.
We're gonna recap the games between Detroit, Orlando, OKC, Phoenix, yes. New York, Atlanta, and Denver, Minnesota. And to begin our recap, well, Cole, I'm gonna give you this part. I'll do the second part.
You made me happy by starting with Saturday. Thank you, sir. This actually started off the Saturday tilt. Of course, this series was 1-1 coming into Saturday. Both the Magic and the Pistons basically were feeling themselves out in the first quarter, and both were throwing haymakers, and it seemed like they were just standing there and trading shots, both physically and literally. And it literally was a stalemate of a first quarter. But then we started to see basically the quarter that really made the difference. Now was the second, where the Magic, they upped the tempo, they fed off the crowd, and they were able to stop some runs that the Pistons wanted to start in that period. And that second quarter really was the difference. Entertaining game, really entertaining game. If you really want to see how the NBA is going to really look in about 3-4 years time, and you want to see two teams that if they keep the big pieces together, that these two teams might meet in the Eastern Conference Finals, these two would be it. Both teams are young, both teams are hungry. But on Saturday, the Magic were hungry. 113-105 was the final score. Desmond Bain, the dude just was hitting everything outside. 25 points, 7 boards. And, of course, Mr. All-Everything, Paolo Banchero. 25 points, 12 boards, 9 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. I mean, this man was doing everything on the court. And that's a shame he was one assist shy for a triple-double, because he was doing it all. He, along with a couple of Franz Wagner layups. And I would say Mr. Andrew Reese, but I don't want to insult him that way. Oh, my gosh.
Wendell Carter Jr.
That man on the defensive end. he was saying no shots for you often. Because I kept saying, who is this man? Because the Pistons started to just simply chunk outside shots. They were hitting that, they were driving down the lane. But he was saying no, sir, a little too often for him. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was excited about this game. This was the most entertaining game of the weekend that I saw. And I'm interested. I am interested to see how this series progresses from this point forward. The Magic, they lead the series 2-1. The Pistons, who are the number one seed, they now are biting their fingernails because they got to win 3 out the next 4. And I forget how many teams now. I think it's 7 or 8. Not too many teams have come back from a 3-1 series deficit. Close your ears, playmaker. Close your ears, sir.
I don't got to. I watched it live.
One of the times that happened, 2003. First round, and guess who the two teams were? And no, I'm not saying this to rub it in playmaker's face. I'm just saying for historical context. The Pistons were down 3-1. They came back and they won the series 4-3. And oh my God, I'm sorry. The Pistons had home court advantage and lost it in that series too. So will history repeat itself? I'm not so sure. I don't think so. Because I think this Magic team is a better coach than the one in 2003. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, and that coach is a Hall of Famer.
And I still will stand by that. I still will stand by that. Your thoughts on the Magic, and I said this to you in private. I think this is the best game they have played thus far this year. Your thoughts?
I'll go with game one in that aspect because
I can see that.
I think once they realize what they did to Charlotte and they seen Detroit, it's like, all right, this is it. This is go time. There's no room for error no more. But for this game, game three, good that the Magic brought the fight to Detroit. Granted, Detroit fought back because they could have got blown out in the second half, but they fought back. They even fought back to the point where they tied the game up.
Yeah, midway to fourth quarter, yeah.
But Orlando responded, and they
shut them out, close them out, yeah.
Wendell Carter Jr. The reason why this man is getting low, and the reason why co-hosts didn't want to call him Mr. Angel Reese, because that man has showed up in this series against Jalen Duren. You know what Jalen Duren's stats is, Mr. Johnson?
Enlighten me, sir.
8 points, 3 of 10 from the field, 9 rebounds, 1 assist.
And see, you clowns can say, well, a guy who really makes an impact, especially in the playoffs, he got to have the stat line like a Paolo Banchero. No, he don't.
Mr. Carter stats, 14 points, 17 rebounds, 3 assists.
No, he don't. He has to do what he's doing right there. Making a difference on the defensive end, making a difference on the boards. And every now and then, put forth a shot that misses. And shoot a shot or two. All he has to do is be that presence on the defensive end, and he is taking care of it because he's got others who could take care of the offense. Mr. Wendell Carter Jr., let me salute you, sir. I love seeing big men in the paint do big things. You earn my respect, sir. I want to see more of that from you, brother. Make life difficult for Cade Cunningham to penetrate in the lane. Please do. Please do. And I'm not a Magic fan. I'm saying it as a basketball fan. Challenge that man. Challenge him.
Before I continue on.
And speaking of congratulations to Mr. Dre Day. I heard now 1,000 subscribers are now watching Sports Way with Dre Day podcast. Congratulations to you, sir. For those who don't know, if you want to know all things WNBA, that's your man. Because I don't know anybody who knows WNBA better than him, and I'm not just saying that. That's just the truth. He says, playmaker and Cole Johnson, what up, what up?
What's up, Dre? It's
good to see you, bro.
Magic take a 2-1 lead heading into game four. We'll talk about game four later on.
I'm liking what I'm seeing for the Magic. The Pistons should be ashamed of themselves, man, because I think they took the Magic lightly. Definitely game one, and it stretches in game three.
I keep trying to tell people, styles make fights. We play a similar style to Detroit. You want to beat Detroit, you got to play their style. You can't be around here jacking up threes unless you're the Boston Celtics, but we'll get to them later. Yeah, and then you're gonna beat this team.
Yeah, you can't.
You gotta be.
That's what the Pistons want you to do. They want you to be on the team.
You gotta be physical with Detroit. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Armando can be physical.
Yeah.
Not only just physical, we are big too. Like Franz Wagner ain't no small guy.
No,
Pablo ain't no small guy. No,
I was like, Paolo's not small either. I was just about to say that Paolo's not small either.
You see what Wendell Carter's doing with Jalen Duren, so try to tell me we are not a typical AC. This is like the worst matchup Detroit could have gotten in the first round.
In terms of style, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there.
If they would have had Charlotte, this series probably been over right now. No disrespect to Charlotte.
No, but the Pistons match up better with the Hornets. Yeah.
So, for Mr. Johnson from Magic City to the Valley.
And that is where the Suns are headed for this season. I watched some of this game, and I got to give the Suns credit. I really do have to give you credit. I'm not going to clown you guys. You all put up as much of a fight as you could against the defending champs. You put up as much of a fight as you could, but you just don't have the horses, my friend. And I'm not saying this to be slighting you. You just don't have the horses. The Thunder came into the desert. They just businesslike, just took care of business. I mean, the 121-109 victory by the Thunder literally made it. I looked at the Thunder, and the Thunder made the game look ho-hum. It was like, it's just another game. It's just another day. And this is the first road game in the playoffs they've had to have since actually defending their crown. So, first road playoff game since defending their crown. And they made it look easy. And of course, it was led by, this is ridiculous, it's clutch play of the year. Get rid of that award. Anyway, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, or SGA, 42 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds. I've been telling you, you look up and you're like, this dude scored that many points? There was yet another game where that was the case. I'm like, doggone. Because I saw as much assists as it did points with him. I'm like, how did he score 40 points? But that's what happens when you have a deep, a talented, and now an experienced team such as the Thunder. As for the Suns, I feel for you. Yeah, you are roadkill. I'm sorry, you are roadkill with this. OKC, they now take a commanding 3-0 lead. The funeral service should be tonight. We shall see.
Before I do mine, Dre says, appreciate it.
Real Redness is real, brother. We appreciate you, man.
Are we surprised at what OKC is doing to Phoenix?
No.
I mean, come on. Mm-mm.
No. I mean, they're deeper. The Thunder, they're deeper. They're more talented. They want it more. And the Suns just don't have the talent to match up with the Thunder. They don't. They have the energy, and they have the fortitude to match up with them, but they don't have the talent to match up with them.
It's quite simple. Phoenix, we give you an A for effort, but it's just, this is a foregone conclusion here.
Yeah. the Thunder are just too much. They're just too much. They're just too much for the Suns. And it's not a shame. They're just too much. Even Dre says the same thing. Bring out the brooms. Yeah. The Thunder are just too much for the Suns. It's just straight up. They're too much.
That is what it is. From the Valley to the Dirty South.
Okay. Will the team that wants to take this series please stand up? That's all I got to ask. Because the Hawks were acting big boyish Thursday. Act like you are one that actually just snatched the series. And here you come laying a big golden egg. Basically, you already held home court. And you dropped this big old egg. And you had to catch up the fourth quarter, and you couldn't even come close. 114-98, the Knicks. They controlled the game the whole way through. OG Anunoby with 22 points and 10 boards. Of course, conspicuous by the total absence. I know he played. Is good Lord. This is what happened.
Well, Jalen Brunson suffered an ankle injury, so he did miss some time.
I'm saying because that was a conspicuous in his absence. Yeah, Jalen Brunson, because he had to go out with a injury. But not to be outdone, no, don't say that. Be respectful. Karl Anthony Towns gave you a triple-double.
His first ever playoff triple-double.
Let me do this right now. Now, that's how you're supposed to play. From now on, play like that, man. You a big man. Play like one. 20 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists.
You want to give him another hand clap? Want to give him another hand clap? He only took two threes. Two threes.
I'm going to give a harder clap here. Play like a big man. I don't care if you can take a couple of threes, but don't just chunk them. Play like you are the big man that you are. And that is what the Knicks need more than anything. They need you to be that big presence because you see – what you've rendered the Hawks doing and you having that big presence. You shut them down early. They couldn't do jack all game long. And Dre might have a point. Because he said the Hawks may have had too much fun in Magic City after Game 3. And for those who don't know, Magic City is an adult entertainment club that's very famous in Atlanta. And it's also very famous in the NBA because one of the greatest six men of all time, Lou Williams, hyped up the lemon pepper wings every time he went to Atlanta. You wanted the trim, son. You didn't want them wings. I'm sorry. But each team has taken one game on the other's home floor, and it happened to be the second game at home. Hawks took game two in Madison Square Garden. In State Farm Arena, the Knicks take game four. And it seems like the similar formula happened in both game two and four, where I think the Knicks sort of took things for granted there, and the Hawks took things for granted Saturday. Series is tied at two. It is now a best of three as to who is going to advance between the number three seed in the East Knicks, the number six seed in the East Hawks. But you mentioned something that might play in favor of the Hawks. Jalen Brunson dinged up. So we'll see how they progress from there. But we're going to have a series that at least will go six games in the first round.
10 for 41 was the Atlanta Hawks shooting threes.
See, this is the bullshit. See, this is the crap I don't like. When you see the shot don't fall, stop taking them. It's no excuse that in a playoff game you're missing 31 out of 41 threes.
You missed the same amount that the Knicks took. The Knicks went 14 for 31.
That's more respectful, but I'm more respectable. But I mean, 10 of 41?
10 for 41.
That's less than 25% of the threes you made. That's 24. Less than 25%. Less than 25%.
It's 25%.
Yeah. And when you see a whole bucket of them just going clanging off the iron, adjust to do something different.
Which brings me to the who was named the most improved player of the year? Mr. Alexander Walker, the cousin of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, by the way. Why is you taking 11 threes?
I guess he ain't improved that much.
Mr. Johnson, you took 12 threes. You went 4 for 12. Alexander Walker went up 5 for 11.
I don't get it.
And the most egregious one, and Cole Johnson, he's going to be very disappointed in this one. I'm sorry, Cole. I'm sorry they do this to you.
Okay.
Jonathan Kuminga, why is you shooting 10 threes?
He's going to the next game.
3 for 10.
You just Jonathan go to the next Kuminga. Game.
So now you're in the best of three. Who wants to win 2 out of 3? You got 2 in New York. You got 1 in Atlanta. So what you going to do? And Dre says he thinks it's going 7.
It might go 7. It might go 7. I mean, there's no telling. Both teams could hold serve at home. Both teams could take the game any of the other's building. We don't know. But it's quite possible. You might be right, man. It might go 7.
If you were surprised how Orlando's playing Detroit, there's no bigger surprise than what's going on in the Twin City.
What can we say? Cool. Our brother Cool McCain. I'm sorry for what I'm about to say, but I think you'll agree with me when I'm saying this. Okay, but let me do the breakdown first. So this is how Saturday night ended. We saw a competitive game between the Nuggets and Timberwolves until the middle of the third quarter, and then the Timberwolves just took over the game. No matter what the Nuggets did, the Timberwolves had an answer for it. 112-96 was the final score. And this was, by the way, without DiVincenzo being gone the first quarter. So he's out for the year. I'm sorry, bro. That sucks, man. Because that was their most active shooter. And then you have Anthony Edwards, who went down in the second quarter.
Bone bruise and hyperextension.
So you'll be seeing him. You might not have seen him game 5. I'm saying you might not have seen game 5 or game 6 if it goes that far.
You might not see him in that series either.
It's quite possible. But I will say this, though. Because of that, because you were without those two players for at least 2.5 quarters in this game, I'm so sorry about this, sir. The Nuggets are soft. Soft, soft, soft. You have the most fundamentally sound player in the NBA, and your squad is soft. How in the world is your squad this soft?
Who, by the way, put up more fight against Jaden McDaniels at the end of the game than they did in the entire game?
Soft. Soft AF. And I'm not saying this to be funny, and I'm not saying this as an uninformed content creator. I saw with my own two eyes, the team was soft. And Playmaker was right. He showed fight at the tail end of the game, wanting to fight. Nikola wanted to fight Jaden McDaniel. Then he did the whole entire 47 minutes and what, 57 seconds?
And the words that you're hearing from is the guy whose favorite player is the Joker.
Yes.
That's his favorite player. He is a Joker fan. And this is what he is saying about the Joker right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I ain't taking it back.
And now, look, you let a guy off the bench put up how many points?
43. How did Ayo Dosunmu boogie that hard on the Nuggets? Ayo Dosunmu. I'm not saying that he is a nobody. The dude does have game. But you let this guy boogie on you for 43.
No Ant-Man, no DiVincenzo. And he said, I'll take over.
Ayo Dosunmu.
To the point where people in Chicago are scratching their head like,
why did we let him go?
did y'all know about this?
Why did we let him go?
Did y'all know about this?
Why are we stupid to let this talent go?
I'm pretty sure Snowman, who's in the chat, by the way, mm-hmm. he probably had people. Did y'all know about this? Did y'all know about this right here?
Ayo Dosunmu punked the entire Nuggets organization on the court Saturday night. Punked them.
I get what you're going, but I'm going to do it.
They had no answer for him. How in the world they didn't have an answer for this guy?
I'm going to do a slight correction. Because Aaron Gordon, I think Aaron Gordon punked himself because he weren't about that injury.
That's a great slight correction. Because that dude... what did I tell you at the beginning of this series? I said for the Nuggets to win this series, it had to be who was going to join Jokic in scoring. Because sometimes Murray doesn't join him.
Well, he joined him.
And I said he joined him basically being cold. But the biggest answer to me would be Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon, that injury is playing in his head way too much.
Yeah, where you at?
Even on commentary. On court,
where you at?
Yeah. Even on commentary, if I'm trying to remember who was on the call. Was it Mike Breen in the 18-foot ESPN on the call on that one? Because I think I'm hearing Tim Legler saying, that's Aaron Gordon. And some of the moves that Aaron Gordon did, that's a dunk from a healthy Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon was not trying to dunk.
Side note, Tim Legler. It's about time they put you as a color guy on the sideline. It's about time. You is a breath of fresh air, sir. I'm glad you are a color commentator. Whoo! I love your leg, for real.
Now, yeah, that's my opinion. Now I'm thinking about him and RJ. Because they noticed how Aaron Gordon normally played, and it was like, Aaron Gordon is not trying. Not saying he was like he gave one team. He is not trusting that leg.
Yeah,
he's not trusting that leg.
Right. But what pisses me off is the Nuggets are soft. I'm like, you shouldn't be soft like this.
I mean, Minnesota called him out. Was that the game one? That was like
game. Yeah,
they can't defend.
And they were not. And they ain't lying. They proved it in game two, proved it in game three, and definitely proved it in game three, and proved it in game four. They can't defend. Game four is the worst of the condemnation. The worst of it.
Because
you cannot explain to me how you were without a team was without DiVincenzo and Edwards. For at least 2.5 quarters, without both of them for 2.5 quarters. And you didn't steal this game? Forget you didn't steal this game. You didn't win this game. Forget you didn't win this game. You got blown up by 16 points.
And a solved. And a dude off of bench gave you a 40 piece.
Yeah. Dude off the bench boogied on you. Solved.
A 40 solved. Piece. Oh my good God. Gracious. A 40 piece.
All right. Dre says about the Knicks Hawks series. He says he sees the Knicks winning game five. He sees the Hawks winning game six. He says, look, game seven is open season. I ain't gonna hold you on that one, bro. I'm with you. Snowman Multimedia or Brian Snow or the leader of Snowman in the Morning broadcast. You can see that every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. on the Pacific Coast. He says, Nuggets win the series. That's a lie. because the Nuggets now will have to win the next three games. Now, the good news is the Timberwolves will not have, like you said, the Timberwolves will not have DiVincenzo and Anthony Edwards for the rest of this series. So it should be gift wrap for them to win two games in Denver. Bad news is if this is how they defensively play and they're gonna be this cold on offense, wrap it up. Dre says, when Jokic ran after homeboy that scored at the end of the game, that's the fastest he ever run in his career. Look, put that same effort. Where's the doggone mic? This month. Drop that mic, Dre. Yes. Put that same effort in one to run out of Jay McDaniels as you did the rest of the game, because you were persona non grata, as mostly you are on defense, but you were definitely persona non grata on defense. And on offense, they rendered you to being a shooter, and you know that is how teams want to defend you. You know this.
Here's
and you played it to their hands both in game 3 and 4.
Here's my thing. So, yes, there's a unwritten rule in sports.
Oh, okay. God. Score while you're ahead.
Okay. Here's my thing, though. Did McDaniels showboat? Did he do a 360 dunk? Did he put the ball between his legs and yammed it? Any of that?
No. No. He didn't showboat at all.
So he just laid it up.
Yeah.
So guess what, Nikola Jokic? Get over it. You got your ass whooped.
Yeah. You got three opportunities to do the same thing. So do that.
And I get it. Some of y'all feel some type of way. Well, the game's already up. Why are you still scoring? Just a layup. I don't feel like holding on to it, you know, just a layup.
That's fine. Take it out on the next game. If you feel that affronted, if you feel that offended by it, take it out on the next game. If you up on 16 with 5 seconds to go, dunk it on the Timberwolves.
Well, guess what? You should have been offended when they say y'all couldn't defend. And they proving themselves to be right. Y'all can't defend.
What's worse, they proved it for three straight games. Three straight games that the Timberwolves were right, the Nuggets can't defend.
And the crazy thing is the only game that you won is when Rudy Gobert was going off on y'all.
The Timberwolves have been proven right because for three straight games, the Nuggets have proven they can't defend against the Timberwolves. They can't at all. You cannot explain to me that a team that is absent DiVincenzo and Edwards for 2.5 quarters could possibly put up 112 points against you.
They put up 112 and somebody from the bench dropped 49. So that was Saturday's recap slate. We're going to take a break here and then we come back. We'll dive into Sunday's slate.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block. New edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Sometimes it's not even about the jerseys. It's the hat that sets it off. Snapbacks, fitties, truckers, whatever your style is, that's how you rep your team every day. If you're looking to upgrade your collection or find your next go-to cap, we got you covered. Hit the link in the description and shop the latest styles right now through Diggs. Every team, every style, every day. Top off your fit the right way.
And welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. Now, we went through Saturday slate. We get to continue the fast break by looking at Sunday slate. So, Mr. Johnson, when are you ready? You're muted.
Give me one quick second, because I definitely want to be ready. Because the first game that we talk about, I got to have a hearty laugh out of this. The first one off the bat, I got to have a hearty laugh out of it, because this is some ridiculous crap. Ridiculous.
We're going to the north, as you can see.
Ridiculous.
Cavs Rocket, I mean Cavs Raptors, Spurs Blazers, Celtics 76ers, Lakers Rockets. To the north we go. The Toronto Raptors have even the series up at 2 apiece with a game for a win 93-89. That first half was atrocious on both sides.
Well, see, I like that first half.
No, that first half was atrocious. No, you cannot defend that. There's nothing you can say to me to defend how that first half looked, especially that first quarter. Oh my God, that was terrible.
Well, I mean, both teams got after the other defensively.
That was terrible. Oh, my God.
No, it was just a bunch of bricks. They were making projects in the first half. Is that what you're saying, playmaker? the Raptors and Cavaliers were too busy. They were making projects.
I think they were too busy looking at trying to figure out what else was going on between Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, boy. They're making projects and pay attention to Meg Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson in Scotiabank Arena in the first half.
Cause that, oh my gosh, it was
38-36. to end of the first half.
That, man, I'm trying to remember because I don't have the shooting percentage memorized in my head, but I know. I was like, there's no way in the world this is how this shooting performance is going.
But they made up for it in the fourth quarter.
I guess so. That thing was terrible, though, man. That was freaking terrible.
But this is what you... Okay, for those who are either new to Shooting Lights Out, or for you new, or for you Cleveland Cavaliers fans who are not aware with how things roll in the playoffs with a James Harden, I can't really say it led anymore.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. This is what I put on social media after this first quarter. This game is ugly so far. Cleveland shooting 37%. Toronto shooting 25%.
The defense was on display. There you go.
Jeez.
They were playing, both the Cavaliers and Raptors were playing really good defense.
And I'm trying to figure out, is 31 points on the first quarter of an NBA playoffs the lowest scoring quarter ever? 31 points on the first quarter.
That defense was impressive. No? You don't feel that way? You think all the shooters were bland?
Maybe. I don't know what they were doing. Y'all score more each in the fourth quarter than y'all did the entire first quarter.
Yeah, the Cavaliers scored as many points as both teams scored in the first quarter. And the Raptors scored two more than they did combined in the first quarter. Yeah.
That's how bad it was. But shout out to Brandon Ingram, who probably gonna get a lot of sleep because Gorilla's getting on his nerves.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, whatever Glorilla's doing, son, let her continue to do it to you, son. Take what she's doing, have it travel to Cleveland, and actually take a game there, because that's what you need to do, because you held home serve here. Go to Cleveland and do that there, and take her with you.
23 points, 2 blocks. Scotty Barnes, 23.
All the bad mercy.
And also tell her, let's not talk about what's going on with Megan Thee Stallion and Klay. I have a playoff series to focus on.
And yeah, and Scotty Barnes chipped in with 23 points, 9 boards, 6 dimes, and 3 blocks. Cavaliers fan, for James Harden, a team that has the stench of James Harden on it, I want to alarm you on something. The calendar is almost up. It's right now April 27th. Once we get to Friday and that calendar turns to May, that bearded Negro disappears. And so do your playoff chances.
He had an okay game.
I don't give a crap. The reason why
I'm saying he had an okay game because he has 7 turnovers.
The reason why he had an okay game is because it's still April. When we turn the calendar May, that bearded man will disappear, and so will your playoff chances.
But let's go to your area, expertise, sir.
Rebound,
Mr. Allen and Mobley. Where are y'all? Where are y'all? 11 points combined.
And this is supposed to be the area expertise. But this is the reason why they're on the Cavaliers.
11 points between the two of you? Don't get it. Now you did the rebound, and that's without a doubt. You got 24 combined, but 11 points.
Well, I mean, they got Harden. I mean, Harden and Mitchell are supposed to be the ones who's supposed to take the scoring load off of every other Cavalier.
Well, when you have Brandon Ingram going for 23, when you have Scottie Barnes going for 23, when you have RJ Barrett going for 18, when you have somebody off the bench going for 15, Mobley and Allen, you need to make amends here and help out.
Well, they figured they could help out on the boards. The scoring, that's Harden and Mitchell. They got that. We're doing the Windex job. But as I said, a team that has the stench of James Harden on it, Cavaliers fan, I'm sorry to tell you, you got until Friday. When the calendar turns to May, your team will be eliminated.
So, we go from this here to a 2-2 tie series to the craziest thing that happened on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Rip City. And I'm pretty sure they want to rip something, all right.
Well, the team that represents Rip City got ripped. 114-93 in the game wasn't that close. It looks like Victor recovered from kissing the deck in game 2.
Glad to see the Victor came back, but here's
I'm happy he's healthy. I am. I don't have any slander to say against him. But this is why he is a future MVP candidate.
The Portland Trail Blazers had a 15-point halftime lead.
They were doing great.
They got outscored 73-35 in the second half.
They did great, but then they saw number one for the side, and they're like, we don't set a chance. Now, De'Aaron Fox.
He was in the first quarter. He was out there.
Yeah. Now, De'Aaron Fox led the way scoring-wise for the Spurs with 28 points. He gave you 6 boards, gave you 7 dimes. He was even defensively active with 2 of the denials. But, of course, you have Victor Wembanyama. That's Victor, not Victory. But he did provide the victory for the Spurs.
Today he's going to be Victory.
He provided 27 points, 12 rebounds, 4 steals, and not 1, not 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, but 7 blocked shots.
So he basically...
7 denials.
11 defensive plays from this man alone.
Mm-hmm.
11.
This one makes it scary to play against the Spurs. This dude can shut you down almost by his own self. I mean, it's proof here. 7 blocks and 4 steals. He could defensively just simply render you moot. And the Trailblazers of the second half, 35 second half points. You barely scored as many points in the second half as you did the third quarter. I mean, second quarter. You barely scored more points in the second half. than he did the second quarter. Barely.
73-35.
I think it's safe to say the Spurs,
they erased a 15-point deficit in 7 minutes in the third quarter.
I feel for the Blazers, because this is normally when you can clown a team, but I'm not gonna clown them. I mean, they fought hard to get to here, and they actually did what they were supposed to do. Wembanyama was out early in game two. The Trailblazers did what they're supposed to do, and they took game two. But
you lost both at home.
But the two games you had at home, you did not lay a glove on them. But I'll give you credit. You played a great first half in this game. But, man, where did both the offense and defense go in the second half?
And Tiago Spade is starting to, I think he's now he figured out why, how the other teams felt on the other side when he was part of the Spurs. Also, this is what it felt like. Yes.
Well, Trailblazers, you now know one of the measuring sticks in the West. You're not close to what the Spurs are. You're in the starters block. You just got to add a little more to the chemistry pot, stir it a little more, be in the lab a little more, and you actually could be what the Spurs are now. But at this moment, ATM, nope, not close.
So the Spurs take a 3-1 lead, heading back to San Antonio for game five to close it out.
They should shut the door on them.
From Rip City to the city of brotherly love.
And the Celtics are not showing any brotherly love toward the 76ers.
Hey, Joel Embiid is back. He's on the court. Just to get an ass whooping.
I love it. Not that I hate Embiid, because I don't hate Embiid. But it just goes to show, I hate to say it this way, it just goes to show how ineffective that man really is for the team.
How do you come back from a 2 weeks absent and you take the most shots on the team? Nick Nurse, what are you doing? I don't want to hear that's our star player. No, you went to Boston. You took game two from Boston with Joel Embiid looking. You knew you had to win game four because they came to Philly for game three and they took that from you.
Well, they took their hearts in game three because they didn't show up in game four.
Because you put Joel Embiid in the starting lineup, and that man sat there and took 21 shots. 21!
Well, he is a star player.
What is the saying that King says, you don't play basketball to get in shape, you get in shape to play basketball. Especially playoff basketball.
That's correct.
You did the opposite, Jarrell.
He always does the opposite.
That's why you team got his ass whooped. And guess what? Peyton Pritchard. You knew Brown was going to do his thing. You know Teddy going to do his thing. And all of a sudden, Peyton Pritchard said, oh, I have the green light.
I thought Peyton Pritchard was a role player. I say that because this is not what role players do.
I mean, we just did talk about the Nuggets and the Timberwolves from Saturday.
Mm-hmm. 32 points from Mr. I chunk threes all the time.
6 for 12.
And was successful in doing so in this game. Yes. 4 boards and 5 assists.
And Phil, I have a serious question.
Let me do a special shout out and a congrats to one Jason Tatum. This time last year, he was having a decent playoffs, and then in the next round, he ended up having an Achilles tear. People didn't think he was going to actually show for this next season, but he's coming back and looking strong. 30 points in this game, 7 boards, 11 assists. Man, you've been doing your thing ever since you came back, bro. I'm happy for you. Kudos to you. You deserve that, bro.
Those of you want to know, Jaylen Brown, 20 points, 7 boards. That's a minus 20 and 7. But here's my question, Philly.
Yeah, the question for the Philly. Go ahead, sir.
Like, okay. You know number 11 is good at getting shots before the buzzer. Why do y'all keep having him get the ball when the quarter's about to end?
I just want to know how you know how good this team is. But you allowed them to score 56 points on your first half. You went into halftime down 56-38.
I mean, only the second quarter you had them on the third. They scored 34 in the first, 39 in the third, and 33 in the fourth.
Yeah, and but saying then you come out the tunnel in the second half, and you show no heart on defense, none, and you needed this game, and that's the putrid effort you put forth. All the jokes that Snowman would tell about the 76ers can apply here. All of them.
I don't get it. Now Boston's up 3-1. And knowing how Boston is, they taking y'all asses out in game 5.
Yeah, they should take about their misery. Seriously.
They putting y'all at y'all misery in game 5. Knowing how Boston is, oh yeah, y'all coming back to Boston, y'all coming back to TD Garden, and you already won one here? Oh, we kicking y'all ass.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all getting y'all ass whooped.
They should. They should just take them out.
I would be surprised if this game make it back to Philly.
I would be too. I would be stunned if this game makes it back to Philly.
Like I said, in my opinion, Boston's the best team in the East. I'm sorry. And then that brings us to Houston.
The boy.
Well, somebody said I would not be getting swept today. Or wait, they said that last night. I'm not getting swept at home. I refuse to get swept at home. The Rockets won 115-96. Armand Thompson, 23 points, 7 boards, 7 assists. Tyrese Eason, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 5 steals. Mr. Johnson, you have another game with your Houston Rockets.
What type of crap is this? What? Why are you teasing people? Why do you have to put forth probably the most spirited effort you have all year just so you can go to L.A. and get shellacked? Like you had the other three games. Oh, I'm sorry. The other two games and the overtime in game 3. Because you actually did do a great job in game 3. You were up 6. This is what pisses me off. You were up 6 with 25 seconds to go with the ball.
You fouled Marcus Smart on a turnover and a 3. He hits all 3 free throws. Then you turned it over again, and LeBron James threw a whole scramble, hits a 3 to tie the game up.
Yeah, you did a great job in game 4. Wonderful. You should have had game 3, but your inexperience showed itself. You want to know why I said that you all should have been swept? It's because of that putrid effort at the end of game 3. Putrid. P-U-T-R-I-D, putrid. You all wanted to have Kevin Durant on the team. You all said, well, we got Kevin Durant. Now we are championship contender. Hogwash. There ain't nothing championship nor contending about this team.
Ooh, I haven't heard that word in a long time.
What, championship contending?
No, hogwash. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Well, I would say bull spit, but I think hogwash is better. You all thought when you got to September, well, we could challenge the Thunder. That's a bunch of crap. And I said it when you all played the Thunder to begin the season and after. I said you'd be lucky if you're the number two seed. That's what you should shoot for, but I don't think you'll get there. And you proved me right because you went to number five.
And they had it, and they lost it.
You actually had the number three seed as we were entering into April, and you choked it all away. So for those who are saying, well, we got Kevin Durant, we got one of the best players in the game, we should be at least in the conference finals. No. No. Did you see how horrible they looked against the Knicks? Horrible they looked against the Lakers before the playoffs. How terrible they looked against the Nuggets, and they soft as Charmin. And we don't have to mention how horrible they looked against the Celtics, the Pistons, or the Thunder. This team isn't ready. Even with Kevin Durant, this team is ready. And then the fact this old decrepit behind has proven that he's breaking down with minor injuries should prove to you that you need the squad that you have now to mature. And last year, it was supposed to be an example of, okay, well, we are knocking on the door. All we need to do is just get a good veteran talent to teach these guys how to win, and they'll mature another year. Well, you got that talent, and they regressed. And it's unfortunate that we're seeing this regression right before our eyes. It's like you all are wanting to be so concerned about Kevin Durant, and now you all are looking like this, just being steamrolled. Pisses me off, just being steamrolled by the... Yes, I said on this show.
And this is why he's been called the mad scientist. This is it. This is it right here. This is why they call him the mad scientist.
You said it on I said on this show 2 weeks ago. You couldn't. My brother could not believe I said I wanted to see the Lakers sweep the Rockets.
I don't know how much you hate that guy that's wearing a crown right now.
And that's what pisses me off, because I saw this, and then when it was shown that Luka and Austin Reeves were going to be out at least for the series, if not the rest of the year, my brother actually said, "You sure you want to take that back? Because the Rockets are favored to win the series." I said, "No. I ain't taking it back." 4 games later, you won one of them. You crapped another one away. And even the one game that Durant played, you all looked just as bad in that one as you did the game before. And I said I wasn't going to take it back. This is why I wasn't going to take it back. Because I saw things such as a small mentality. You got talent. The heart just falters late, and I don't understand how that is the case, but that's what we're seeing. And does it mean that I was rooting for the Lakers to win? No. I just wanted the Lakers to take the Rockets out of the misery, and for the exception of game 4, they have done just that. So now you can, you bought yourself another game. We can go to LA and you can surrender the season there. I hate the fact that this is what our seasons come down to. What you're seeing on the screen, ladies and gentlemen, that is how the Rockets season is going to end. You're seeing it live and in living color. The mustard and the purple of the Lakers. I can't even be happy with the fact you won a game in this series, Rockets. It would have been better if you lost. That's how bad it is. Garbage.
Well, then.
Garbage.
This is where we stand at currently going into tonight's games. OKC is up 3-0. Lakers up 3-1. Minnesota up 3-1. San Antonio up 3-1. In the East, Magic up 2-1. We're a tie between the Raptors and the Cavs. We're a tie between the Hawks and the Knicks. And Boston is up 3-1. All right. One final break and then get you ready for tonight's game and tomorrow.
Can we make the Rockets-Lakers game tonight?
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there seeing LA Knight. Oh, okay. Man, we LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Yeah! Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings. Monarchs of Wrestling. Live! Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel.
No matter what you are watching, one thing stays the same. You gotta represent your team the right way. Whether it's jerseys, hats, or hoodies, what you wear is part of the experience. If you're looking to upgrade your gear or getting ready for the next game, we got you covered. Hit the link in the description and shop official licensed gear through Fanatics. Every team, every league, every fan. Don't just watch the game.
Can we move the Lakers-Rockets game to tonight? Just move it to tonight.
I couldn't even get to my question before you went back to the Rockets. God, no.
I'm sorry.
What'd you think of the new commercials?
Oh, something more positive. Yeah, you've done a great job with them, sir. They look outstanding.
Will you believe I told you I did that this afternoon?
I'm impressed, sir. I'm thoroughly impressed. Well done, man.
I put those two together this afternoon. So we need a new commercial, so you know, I did a couple.
Okay, that's good. But, to know.
All right. So what your games to the watch? I need to change this graphic though. The shooting lights up to saying shooting lights up. Games to the watch. We looking at tonight and tomorrow, and here we go. Starting tonight. Game 4 in Orlando, Florida. Orlando leading 2-1. 8 p.m. NBC Peacock. Detroit 2.5-point favorites. The over-under is 214.5. Mr. Johnson, we have the Magic. We have the Pistons. Can Detroit get this back to the Motor City? 2-2.
Yes. They can. What they have to do is what the Magic did to them in game 3, which is they have to actually pick a quarter to basically deny what the Magic do best, because that's what the Magic did to the Pistons in game 3 in the second quarter. They denied them just enough what they do best, and the Magic were able to execute flawlessly in that quarter. That's what the Pistons have to do. They are capable of doing that. Now, the question is, will they do it? So that's going to be a tall order. That's going to be a tall order, though.
Mr. Johnson is walking with Vegas and saying Detroit sends this back to the Mobile City 2-2. Orlando, don't do what you did in game 2.
Agreed.
Don't do what you do in game 2. Defend home court. Get that 3-1 lead. Get that 3-1 lead because it puts pressure on Detroit. And this young Detroit team, I don't think they know what it feels like to be pressurized. When I say pressure, I don't mean the fact that he faced elimination. No, last year they was the lower seed against the Knicks, so it was expected for the Knicks to win. This is a different type of pressure here if they go down 3-1. You're the top seed in the East, and you're down 3-1 to the 8 seed.
You got a point.
This is a different type of pressure if Detroit loses this game. And if Detroit, I'm going to be fair-minded here, Detroit, y'all got to show up. Jalen Durham, you got to do more than 8 and 10. Cade Cunningham, he has scored 20 points in all three games, but it's not efficient 20-point games. Tobias says gave you 20 points two out of three games played. Jalen Durham, you have to be the engine for Detroit. And you have not been that. Wendell Carter Jr. has been outplaying you. He has been dominating you. That's at 8 p.m. on NBC and Peacock. 9:30 on the Peacock. Game 4 in the Valley. OKC, Phoenix. OKC 10.5-point favorite according to Vegas. Over under 213.5. Phoenix, I don't think I have a chance.
Yeah, I think we're seeing the first team that's going to advance to the next round.
Well, because it wasn't the Lakers.
At midnight Eastern. It should have been the Lakers, but yeah. Yeah, the first team that's going to advance to the next round will happen 9 p.m. Local time, since I think they I'm sorry, 10 p.m. local time, because I think they go to daylight time. But 10 p.m. local time, midnight, April 28th, we'll be seeing our first team that's going to advance the second round in the Thunder.
And then the nightcap, NBC Peacock, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, Game 5 in Denver, Colorado, as the Nuggets host the Minnesota Timberwolves, with the Timberwolves without Dante DiVincenzo, without Anthony Edwards, look to close out the Denver Nuggets. Vegas says 10.5 favorite for the Nuggets. They are leaning heavily to the Nuggets to get this dub, with the over-under being 202.5. Mr. Johnson, Vegas heavy on the Nuggets.
I understand why they're going heavy with the Nuggets. No Anthony Edwards, and they're in Denver. Timberwolves, I want you to take this as a slight. I want you to take this as an insult. You do not stand a chance in Denver tonight. I want you to prove me wrong, because I believe the Nuggets are soft. I want you to prove me wrong, because you're going to be playing a desperate team tonight. And I think we're going to see a game 6, but the way the Nuggets have played defensively for sure in games 2, 3, and 4, that's not looking all that solid.
Nuggets, you can go in there with two mindsets. You go in and say, hey, we up 3-1. We can go back home and close them out in game 6, which I hate that mindset. And Coach Jones will tell you, I hate that mindset religiously. Or you can go in and say, yeah, let's go ahead and punch their lights out.
No, you have the opportunity.
Get them up out of here.
You have the opportunity to take them out. And you already beat them in Denver in this series. Get them up out the paint as early as you possibly can. I want you to take this as a slight. You don't stand a chance of beating the Nuggets tonight. I want you to prove me wrong.
Denver, you want to go down with one of the biggest shockers in the world? Get your ass with their home tonight and get bounced out in 5 games by the Timberwolves.
If that does happen, head should roll.
If you do get your ass beat tonight, I would personally try to make a way for Kuma Kane to come on here and say what he needs to say.
I will lay out. Give him 20 minutes. I want him to lay out and cuss all the Nuggets out.
Because a 6 seed is kicking y'all ass.
And making it look easy, too. It's not even these games are close. They're making the Nuggets look horrible.
So, Denver, your best bet is to get back to Minnesota. Not just because you have to get back to Minnesota to keep your season alive, but to get back because if you don't get back to Minnesota, the criticism that's coming y'all way, y'all not gonna like it.
Nope.
So your best bet is to get the game 6. Okay. That's tonight. Magic, Pistons Magic, 8 p.m. Peacock, NBC, followed by Timberwolves Nuggets at 10:30. And then on the Peacock itself, OKC in Phoenix. Tomorrow, Tuesday on the 28th, we start at ESPN 7 p.m. We in TD Garden for game 5 between the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers, with Boston leading 3-1, looking to close it out at home. Vegas leaning heavy on the Celtics, 11.5-point favorites with the overrun with 215.5. Mr. Johnson, is it time to say bye-bye to the 76ers?
Vegas ain't leading heavily enough on the Celtics. Now, I'm hearing the NSYNC song. Bye, bye, bye. The Celtics, basically game 3, they said, okay, yeah, you got your dub. That pretty much is all you're going to get. And then they fortified it by just simply stomping them down underneath Wells Fargo's arena game 4. This series is over. The Celtics will be the first team in the East to advance to the next round.
Get them about the paint, Boston. Get them about the paint.
And the Celtics, don't play with them. Don't play with your food. Knock them smooth.
Knock them out.
Act like y'all black people and the Celtics said the N-word to you. Knock them out.
Eight p.m. an hour after the Celtics and 76ers tip off, Madison Square Garden gets jumpy on the NBC and the Peacock as the New York Knicks host the Atlanta Hawks in Game 5 series tied 2-2, the pivotal Game 5. Vegas says we rolling with the Knicks on this one here with 6.5-point favorites over on it 212.5. Mr. Johnson, Vegas says I'm rolling with the Knicks here in MSG.
Yeah, I think the Knicks will take this game. What I want to see from the Hawks is they'll have a better chance of beating the Knicks in game 5 than in game 7. So I think I want to see a much more spirited effort out of them, much like we saw in game 2 where they shut MSG down and made them quiet. I want to see if they have what it takes to actually show the Knicks that they are the better team in this series in game 5. I think they're going to be a little tight. I think they're going to come up short because of it.
Mr. Carr, Anthony Towns, you got your first playoff triple-double, so guess what I don't want you to do?
Disappear?
Like you always do. Oh, I had a great game. I had a triple-double. And all of a sudden, the hell you at? No, we need you to continue you this.
10 threes in the game.
No, don't you disappear in game 5 tomorrow, Carl Anthony Towns. The Hawks having a hard time dealing with you. Guess what? You make them pay. You got 2 more games to make them pay and say, get y'all butts up out of here. We don't want to see you no more. I have nothing for Atlanta, to be honest with you, because to be honest, Atlanta's pretty much playing with house money. So
they are.
If they do anything, every blowback is going to be on the Knicks.
As it should be. Because people, myself included, had them going to the NBA Finals. So, yeah, this would be a massive disappointment.
So, whatever the Hawks do, that's it's going to be positive for them regardless. It's the Knicks. To the point where Stephen A. Smith almost had a heart attack on First Take.
I would, too, being a Knicks fan that he is.
So even Sinead was like, do I need to send my doctor to you just to check your blood pressure? And then Pert today was like, bro, they had to give you a towel on Friday. That's how bad you were sweating going off from the Knicks. So, New York. It's on y'all. If y'all get beat by the Hawks, face the consequences. Other than that, handle your business. And stop playing around. See, when we say stop playing around, that brings us to San Antonio, Texas. Game 5 between the Spurs and the Trailblazers, with the San Antonio Spurs looking to close it up 3-1, 9:30 on ESPN. And Vegas says Spurs 11.5. We'll give them 11.5. Over on the 214.5. Portland.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. I kind of like this team. I ain't going to lie, but you're going against the Spurs, man. The Spurs are on the mission.
I like the Blazers, too. It's just, remember you said early in this program, styles make fights? Yeah, the Blazers just don't match up against the Spurs. They just don't.
Wimby, Stephon Castle. This might be the Stephon Castle game here. Just throwing that out there. Just to get rid of y'all tomorrow night. Send y'all back to Portland on vacation. But hey, that's what it is. So, all right, with that being said, let us get up out of here. I got some time before I hop on Monarchs of Wrestling at 6:30. That should be a fun one because, WWE decided to make headlines for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah.
And I do mean for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to see how much WWE wrestling I actually get into tonight.
Speaking of bye.
But for Cole Johnson, I am the Playmaker. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching. Remember, if you have not subscribed to the Playmakers Network YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. Be a part of the 300 Club of the Playmakers Blog Network on YouTube. Also, you can follow me on LinkedIn because this show is actually being shown on my personal LinkedIn page, Donnell Playmakers Islands. Also, you can find me on social media, Donnell Playmakers Islands, D20 Playmaker. Whichever one works better for you, you find me right then and there. Until next time, enjoy your playoff week. We'll see y'all next week to recap more playoff action and then get you ready for the WNBA season.
Bye-bye, Rockets. See you next year.
You've done good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that bitch again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the floor. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.